Welcome to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe for free always at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, on with the show. Please listen carefully. Okay, the movie that I'm recommending today came to me from my good friend Lawrence. And thank you, Lawrence, for telling me about, four or five horror movies today. He's been going on a spree and letting me know. But, the other ones were good, too. I watched a lot of movies today, but His House is the one I wanted to talk about on the podcast. It's from 2020, so it's pretty new. Probably filmed either during the pandemic or after or before the pandemic, because there's a lot of, shall we say, closeness and sweatiness, and you know, it doesn't look like a very carefully pandemic type of movie. They get real close. So anyhow, that's just something that occurred to me, and that would have been about 2020, I guess, before that happened. It's all kind of a blur, isn't it? I remember when I was a kid in the 70s, I'll never forget those lines at the gas station. And I even saw it played out on cinema on Licorice Pizza, this new movie that I did see that as well. And I might as well just talk about that in this episode, and I will. But first, let me just get into a little bit about this horror movie, because Licorice Pizza is definitely not a horror movie, but it really encapsulates the 70s well. It's a good period piece, and it's funny, and it's a cute love story. So good job to the director here, Remy Weekes. That's W-E-E-K-E-S. And you may hear more from him, I think, and I assume it's a him. You know, I have some trouble with the characters in this movie as I was reviewing it. Like, if it doesn't show their little picture, then I don't really know if it's talking about a girl or boy, because I'm not really familiar with this dialect African language, you know, for names. So, yeah, the names are interesting, and they're very authentic. I really like this director. I'm going to look for more stuff from him. You know, I have to be honest, when I first saw this movie advertised, I kind of just, I don't know, I didn't really pay attention to it. It reminded me of Get Out. And I hate to say it, because that's a little bit of prejudice on my part, because it looked like a all-black cast. So automatically I assumed it was going with the fray of Jordan Peele and all his movies, which I don't really care for that much. Not because I'm racist, just because I think horror should be kept in horror. I don't think it should be used to make social statements like that. But anyway, that's a whole other issue, and I think I have a show on that. Just look up the movie and you'll hear my thoughts on that if you care to. But I just like to come on here and talk. You know, sometimes I'll talk to the right, sometimes I'll talk to the left, sometimes I talk right down the middle, but you're usually going to hear me talking a little to the left. So we've got our director here, who I mentioned, amazing. He's also the writer, wrote the screenplay. And then you have to give credit to Felicity Evans, who wrote the story, and Tony Venables, or Venable, maybe. He also wrote the story. So Remy Weekes can work with people, and he can get something done. And this really is quite a masterpiece. Hopefully he'll make many more, but this is definitely, I would call this a masterpiece of his. The Metascore is 72. You know, usually unheard of to see a movie that high that's horror. It does have other aspects. It's kind of sad, you know, the historical part of it. I wasn't really sure, like, why things were happening the way they were and they didn't have jobs and things. I'm gonna try and keep it spoiler free. But then I realized that this is from the war-torn South Sudan in Africa, and they have to struggle to adjust to their new life because they got absolution absolution is not the word for it, and I can't think of it right now, but it's they go to another country and the country takes them in. There you go. And not only does it take them in, and they're in London, but it actually, you know, gives them a place to live. Which, now, it's a terrible place to live, and I don't want to get any more than that into the movie, but I'll just tell you, you learn a lot about history, and you learn a lot about the poor. And I think that those two things are very important, and I think they're missing in a lot of people's skulls. So go look at poverty. Just stand there and look at it. The people that are in the sleeping bags on the train tracks, look at it. Don't look away. Look at it. That's a start. You can't do much, but you can at least look at it. And we definitely see how humans can treat other humans in this film, and it's not always pretty. Now, speaking of that, their case manager is played by Matt Smith. Oh, no, he is Matt Smith. Sorry, I was right the first time. His name is Matt Smith, and he is Mark Esworth in the movie, their case manager. So in other words, he handles the welfare side. I think he does such a great job. And he's one of those characters like, you know, Jafar or something, where you just hate him so much, he has to be good to make you hate him that much. You hate him that much. This guy, you know, it's so interesting though, because like there's one scene where he's standing there kind of judging, and you look out to the side and you see all the, and I don't remember all their colors, but I think they're mostly white people are just sitting there going, why doesn't he like his house? He's got a better house than mine. And that is a really telling piece right there of the mob mentality and the lies that we tell ourselves and the bitterness that we carry around for other people. And, you know, they've got it better than me. And I would venture to say, honestly, that that is where this whole problem with the right wing and the left wing even started. Because people started saying on the right, they're taking my stuff. And people started saying on the left, we got people on the train tracks, see? So who looked at the train tracks? Who looked? In my mind, it's the left. The left looks at the train tracks. The left looks at problems in society. The left tries to fix it. If it's wrong, we need to come together and fix it. But this really creepy far-right group that has bled even into my hometown, even into my own family, it's all about mine. I want mine, and I don't want to pay for anybody else's. And America's not like that. America doesn't work that way. So anyways, there's my little social commentary. None of us really know where it's all going, but we need the Republicans to stop saying mine. And that would be a good start. Anyhow, so yeah, Matt Smith, I definitely wanted to mention him. Sope Diri Su, and I don't even know if I'm doing it or saying it right. He plays Bol Majur. Best part of this whole movie is him. He is so good. He has an expression-filled face, and you just feel it. You feel his fear. And my goodness, yes, you feel it. Let me just leave it there. I was going to give an example from the film, but just, you feel it. I'll leave it there. Now, there is some folklore in this that has to do with a witch and kind of a haunted house. It's sort of a haunted house movie. It is a haunted house movie. There's so many good ones of those, but actually there's only a few good ones of those. Opposite is what I meant to say. There's only a few good ones of those, but there sure are a lot of them. This is definitely a good one, and I would recommend that you see it. I give this one a 10 out of 10. So watch it for Matt Smith and watch it for Sope Dirisu, but also watch it for Bol's wife, who is Rial. Oh my gosh. She also steals the stage on this one. I just feel like Sope is kind of the backbone of the film as far as the story goes, so it's nothing, you know, less quality of her acting, but I enjoyed Wunmi Mosaku as Rial Majur so much. And when they were together and they were talking at the table and they were trying to fix their situation, I felt like I was in their relationship. I felt like I was among them and full of so much love and dedication. And that was amazing. So just their relationship is great to just curl up and watch. Amazing. It is a full-on ghost story. There is some You know, blood and actually, yeah, there's some blood, all right. But I don't know. This was just a freak movie for me. I probably would have never watched it had not my friend mentioned it. And so I'm really, really glad I got a chance to watch it. It is horror, but you know, it's very sad too. You know, you have these refugees that are trying to seek amnesty in another country, and you know, a lot of people think, oh, the government's giving them the dole, they're letting them do whatever they want. But you know, it reminds me of in New York City a couple days ago, it was like the biggest structure fire in like 30 years or something like that, because somebody just left their space heater on. And it was in the Bronx, and I understand there's a nice school right next to it and stuff, but when you look at it, it's really a project, you know, that really probably needs upgrading. Now, I'm not blaming the fire on that, because it's already been established that it was because of a space heater. But when you get that many people packed in, it's harder to keep track of stuff like that, I think. But what the hell do I know? I'm just trying to get those right-wingers to understand that when we provide tax relief, or we provide earned income tax credit, or we provide housing, part-time or short-term or long-term housing to people, when we provide a sanctuary, a rescue mission for people that are homeless, okay? This is not lavishing your tax money all over the place, as you call us liberals. That's not what that is. That's fortifying our country so that we can do what we can for the gaps where people fall through the cracks. That's what America's always been to me. I don't know where you grew up, but that's what America is. And I'm getting less and less patience for these Trumpites who just want mine, mine, mine. Don't give it to poor people. Don't give it to Mexicans. Build a wall, though. Spend billions of dollars to keep people out of here, because they're unclean, so to speak, you know? So, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I've been watching a lot of, like, movies about Egypt and the pyramids and the way that they ran things back then. And, you know, a civilization can fall real easy, actually. If the people don't hang together, they hang separate, right? So, anyway, I just want to let you know that this film gets a 2 thumbs up from me. His House, it's getting a 6.5, 37,000 votes. That's pretty good for horror. Really good for horror. The new movies on horror that I'm screening now are most of them are like 5 out of 10, 4.5 out of 10. I won't watch them if they're 4.5. It's just, there's something about that line of demarcation. They just suck if they get down to the 4. I'd watch a 4.9 or a 4.8. When you get down to 4.5, it's probably going to really be a bad movie. That's what I really think. That's not a good thing for a critic to say, because, you know, when you're all talking in your highbrow talk and doing a radio show or something, you know, is it, well, I always look at it objectively and stuff, but no. Please listen carefully. No, no, no. This film, is to me, is like a 9 out of 10. So, the only reason I would give it a 9 and not a 10 is because of the totally canned, predictable jump scares. I don't know why these really great movies feel like they need to still do those. Probably so they'll get the studio to accept it and promote it as horror, because that is a niche where they can make a lot of money. So, but I don't know. I just don't get it. This is a great movie. I loved it, and I hope you see it. And hey, I'm proud of myself. I think this is my second one in the new year, so I'm excited to be here with you. I hope you're tuned in, and we will catch you next time. Oh, and as I said, next time I will discuss Licorice Pizza. Very interesting film, and I have seen it, and I mean to talk about it, but you know me, I'm always fixated on the horror. But I promise next time, since I teased that a little, I will go ahead and do a report for you on Licorice Pizza. Have a good one. I'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe always for free at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, have a great day.